Forest Park Medical Center was supposed to look more like a spa than a hospital. Just listen to how it was promoted.
As you're walking through, you also see a huge fireplace.
One day you may have a carving station with a prime rib on it.
And the artwork next day, and sculpture and
from all the hand-cut stone and sculptures to the lavish trees and fancy menu. There was even a customized scent called Clean Sheets pumped through the air conditioning system. Who wouldn't want to get their day surgery here? Heck, who wouldn't want to work here?
And that's where sort of the idea for this physician-owned luxury hospital came into play.
Matt Goodman has been covering the rise and fall of Forest Park Medical Center for D Magazine's D Healthcare Daily. He says two doctors came up with the idea. They were appealing to colleagues who wanted more control at the hospitals they worked at. Colleagues who were tired of being just employees.
So these guys said, hey, we can get these guys to invest in it. We can get the money. And as long as it's operating, they're going to get returns. And they'll also have this beautiful big hospital to practice in.
The doctor-owned hospital idea wasn't new in 2009. What was new? The fierce rate of expansion. Forest Park Medical Center opened 5 hospitals in Texas in just 6 years. Goodman says the business model was complicated.
The way that they kind of differed was they started these companies around it that would handle the real estate, that would manage the facilities, a capital investment firm that would try to generate money to pay for this stuff and keep it going.
To put it simply, Forest Park Medical Center in Dallas was like a gold-plated house of popsicle sticks. First, critics tried to blow the structure down.
A lot of the competition hated Forest Park. They were viewed as arrogant. They were viewed as excessive. You know, people questioned their motives.
KERA reached out to Forest Park Medical Center, but didn't get a response. Ultimately, naysayers didn't sabotage the Dallas hospital. Goodman says the main reasons that campus closed in November were the Affordable Care Act and mismanagement. See, the hospitals relied on money from out-of-network payments as insurers tried to keep premiums down by limiting those out-of-network visits. Less money was coming in. On top of that, the ACA has a penalty for physician-owned hospitals and requires for-profits, like Forest Park, to pay taxes.
So it was a lot of things coming together at once there. And, you know, the people involved are physicians, and it didn't seem like they had that business person on the outside to kind of guide them.
Today, the Dallas hospital is closed, and some employees say they haven't received pay in months. The Frisco, Fort Worth, and Southlake hospitals have either filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy or defaulted on loans. Forest Park's San Antonio hospital is closed, and employees there have filed a class action lawsuit. For patients, though, this is not a huge deal.
There's no shortage of options, and presumably most of the doctors that were practicing at Forest Park also have admitting privileges at other local Dallas area hospitals.
Alan Baumgarten is a financial health policy analyst in Minnesota. He says while shutting down a hospital and filing for bankruptcy is a big deal, it's very likely some of Forest Park's campuses could be bought by another, larger hospital system with a different management approach. He says what happened with Forest Park reminds him of what happened when Krispy Kreme opened up a handful of shops in the Twin Cities a few years back.
There was a huge amount of buzz, and there were reports about cars lining up blocks long to get Krispy Kreme donuts. And after a few months, the excitement died out. And within about 2 years, I think all 4 stores had closed.
The Forest Park hospitals were also bright and shiny. They even smelled good. But like the Krispy Kreme donuts, they had a hole in the middle that left them vulnerable to collapse. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.